knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Felipe, Felipe, this is hot.
Huh? You are right.
Felipe, please.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Felipe, are you sure you won't have any problems handling things by yourself tonight?
Hey, no problem. I'm going to do my very best to take your place.
And maybe your job.
Angelinos. Oh, hi, Janet. Of course I haven't forgotten about tonight.
Big day, huh, Efe?
I'm practically on my way.
Woohoo, she's in a hurry.
Look, I'll try to be there on time, but if I'm not, start without me.
That's what I call in a hurry.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, you got senorita problems, Efe?
No, Terry's giving a class for the tenants in our building in CPR.
Spur. What is spur?
No, CPR. How can I make you understand, Felipe? Look, you know heart attack?
Mi corazón.
When that happens to somebody, you're supposed to blow into their mouth to get them breathing.
Oh, you're talking about cardiopulmonary resuscitation. You say so, Spur. That's crazy.
I don't have enough time for this. I'm late as it is. I'll see you tomorrow, Felipe.
Yes, I know. I know.
Hi, Felipe. It's good to see you.
Oh, Francesca, it's better to see you.
Where are my manners? I don't mean to be rude and rush off without welcoming your lovely friend into my kitchen.
Brother.
Huh?
Oh, he's like a brother to me. Francesca, I would like you to meet the great chef, Jack Trippers.
Well, I wouldn't say great.
You are right. Not great.
Oh, something smells good.
That's probably my aftershave.
No, I think it's the sauce. I just love to put away the pasta.
I just love the places you put it.
You do.
Is it warm in here or is it me?
I'm always being asked that.
Are you?
Yes.
Tripper!
Oh, Mr. Angelino, have you met Francesca?
Frequently. She's my daughter. Would you mind waiting over there while I talk to Tripper over here?
Sure, Daddy.
Excuse me. My fault. I'm sorry. It's a nice girl.
And I want to see she stays that way. Which is why I'm warning you, if I ever catch you even talking to her again, you're fired. Just nod your head and smile.
Fire?
Fire.
Felipe, why didn't you say that was Mr. Angelino's daughter?
She knows that.
Shh.
Is everything okay, Daddy?
Oh, sure, sure, my little antipasto. It's just that I think it would be a better idea if you kept out of the kitchen, huh? I mean, I'm sending you to this very expensive private school because I want you to meet the right kind of men.
But it's a girls' school.
See how clever I am? I don't want you to meet the wrong man.
Oh, to you, every man is the wrong man.
And some are wronger than others. Her?
Ow! Hey, do you realize you almost got me fired?
I did? I'm so sorry. I try to do better next time.
Now, where were we? You were saying?
I was saying I don't have time to talk to you right now because I'm so tremendously busy, 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 busy.
Wait a second. Did my father say something to scare you?
Certainly not, ma'am. I mean, Miss Angelina.
You don't have to worry about Daddy because I'm going to take care of him.
No, ow, ow! Excuse me. I don't think I can get involved with you right now because...
Is it another girl?
Yes, another girl.
Good. I love a challenge.
She's not really a girl. She's a wife. My wife.
Your wife? You're married?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you tell me that before?
Because I just thought of it. I just realized you didn't know that I was married, which I am.
Uh-huh. I think you're just saying that because you're afraid of my father.
No, Francesca. If my friend says he is married, he is married.
Thank you, Felipe.
Of course, it's the first I heard of it.
Felipe, believe me, I am married, and I have a wonderful wife. In fact, you should meet her sometime.
When?
Huh?
Tonight is a good night. Are you busy tonight?
No.
How about 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock?
It's fine with me.
It's fine with me, too. Come on, it's all settled.
Great, I'll see you then.
Felipe? She's got to be kidding. She's not crazy enough to come to my apartment.
Aren't you kidding? She's crazier than her father.
Oh, my God.
No, Larry. Now, it's very important to keep an even rhythm. 1-1,000, 2-1,000.
You want rhythm? You got it. 1-boogie-woogie. 2-boogie-woogie.
Now, Mr. Frilly, you give the dummy a breath as he lets up on the fifth beat, okay? So let's practice that.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't kiss a dummy.
I don't think the dummy's too crazy about it either.
Mr. Frilly, do you want the dummy to die?
No.
Then blow. Right, now the airway is open. Go ahead. Are you looking at her chest?
Of course not.
Mr. Frilly, you have to. That's how you can tell if she's breathing.
Oh.
She'll be dancing again in no time.
Okay, everyone, that's it for tonight's class. Thanks for coming.
Bye, right, everybody. Thanks for coming down.
All right.
Bye. Oh, yes, next week we will continue from here and we'll learn one-person CPR.
Ooh, right. Fantastic. I can't wait to practice later on Tammy.
Larry, you could only do that on a person who shows no sign of life.
A lot of girls that go out with are like that.
Jack, you just missed a great class. I think Furley's got engaged.
Hey, hi, where have you been?
It's a long story.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
Mr. Furley, it's sort of a private matter.
Huh? Oh, you mean you want me to leave? Well, I can take a hint.
Thank you.
I don't need a ton of bricks to fall on my head. I know which way the wind is blowing. No, sorry. I don't have...
Good night, Mr. Furley.
Oh, you mean now?
Okay, Jack, you better have a pretty good excuse.
I do. Mr. Angelino caught me talking to his daughter, and now I have to be married.
Boy, those Italians are strict.
Are you sure all you did was talk?
Look, girls, this is serious. Mr. Angelino said that he'd fire me if he ever caught us together again.
Then I think you should stay away from her.
Well, I tried. I even told her that I was married.
Oh, that should have cooled her off.
No, it didn't. She's coming over here tonight to meet my wife.
Your wife? What wife? No.
Janet.
No.
She's coming over here at 8 o'clock. All you have to do is pretend we're married.
I can't, Jack. The Pussy Willows are coming tonight.
Well, that explains... The Pussy Willows?
There's an entire shipment coming in down at the flower shop. I gotta be there.
Oh, Janet.
You're real delicate,
can't
Janet.
You get Raul to do it
I
or send somebody?
Sorry,
Terry, how about you?
Sorry, Jack. I have to run down to the hospital.
Yeah, but can you be back here by 8 o'clock, please, Terry? I'll never ask you for another favor for as long as I live. Please.
Oh, I don't like lying.
I'm not asking you to lie.
No.
I'm begging you. Please.
All right, I'll be your wife.
Oh, Terry, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where's Terry?
Jeez, would you relax?
Terry's very dependable. She's going to be late. She'd call.
It's probably her right now.
Hello? Terry, where are you? Still at the hospital? You told me you'd be here by now. You promised. Well, you know, I could lose my job. Well, yeah, I guess a bus accident is more important.
But don't dawdle.
Oh, Larry, I'm sunk. Goodbye, Angelinos. Hello, unemployment. You want me to get that?
Yeah, thanks.
No, Larry, don't open the door. Don't open the door.
Dad, it's me, Francesca.
Hi. What am I going to do now? Wait a minute, I just thought of something. Larry, go outside and stall her.
For what?
For as long as you can. Just get out there.
Wow. I mean, ciao, Francesca. I'm Larry.
What's going on here? Where's Jack?
He's busy with his wife, what's her name?
Larry, if Jack sent you out here to get rid of me, you can just forget it.
You have cut me to the quick. Do I look like the kind of guy that would pull an underhanded, sneaky thing like that?
Yes.
Of course, looks can be deceiving. Would you like to come up to my place and discuss this in depth? I just live upstairs.
Look, I came here to find out the truth about Jack Tripper, and I'm not going anywhere until I do.
Now, you look. There is absolutely no way you're getting into that apartment, and that's that.
Of course, after I've talked to Jack, I could be available to talk to you.
Let me get this for you.
Sweetheart, how are you? Okay, darling. Now that we're comfy, let's talk. You first. Oh, you're giving me the silent treatment, are you? I guess I'll have to do all the talking.
It's obviously married. They're fighting. Let's go.
Right. And as long as they're not happy, I've still got a chance.
Look at me when I talk to you, Dominique. Darling, I want you to know that you are the only woman in my life. Because... In fact, I think it's about time that we started that family we've always wanted. Shh, shh. No, wait. Don't say a word. First let... Let's drink a toast, shall we? You've had a little too much, haven't you? I'll take it from the bottle, okay, Mom? Darling. Can't hold your liquor, can you? Just relax, okay, baby. You've had a little too much to drink, huh? What? What do you mean, right now? Oh, you little vixen.
Yes.
She's gone.
Oh, we did it, Larry. We did it. Woo. Hey, pal, you know, I couldn't have done it without you.
You can always count on me, buddy. Always.
Starting tomorrow. Francesca, what are you doing here? I mean, when you didn't show up at 8, I thought that...
Oh, Jack, I was here at 8.
What?
Eavesdropped on you and your wife.
No, I don't believe that.
Oh,
I'm so ashamed. I've got to apologize.
Apology accepted.
Not to you, to Dominique.
Who? Dominique, of course, you're talking about my wife. Yes, well, you can't talk to her right now.
Why not?
Because, she's in the shower.
Fine, I'll wait.
No, on the other hand, a talk may do you good, okay? Just, she's right through here, she can hear you. Dominique, there's somebody here to speak to you right through.
This is kind of hard, Mrs. Turner. Suddenly it's very hard for me to... This isn't gonna work.
Well, you gave it your best shot.
No, you know what? I just feel like I've got to talk to her personally. So I'll just wait right here.
Well, you know, it could be a long wait.
Oh.
Sometimes she's in the shower for hours.
I don't mind.
Somehow I knew you wouldn't. Kitchen!
What?
You haven't seen my kitchen yet. And I want you to go in, check the drawers, and tell me what you think. Get in here. Get in here.
Jack!
Janet! Take off your clothes. Look, Terry never showed, so you're my wife, Dominique. I told her you were in the shower. Please, get undressed.
Wait a minute.
Work with me.
I like your drawers.
What?
In the kitchen, they're very nice.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think your wife is going to be out soon?
Yes, Dominique should be out any minute. Dominique should be out.
Good, because I'm really looking forward to meeting her. Of course, I couldn't tell that much about her from the back, except that she did have the most beautiful blonde hair.
Well, the blonde hair? Oh, well, did it look blonde to you? You know, it's funny, but from certain angles, it does look blonde, but in reality, it's a shower cap. Darling, I would like you to meet Mr. Angelino's daughter, Francesca.
Hello, dear. Mrs. Tripper, I have a confession to make. I thought Jack was single, and I flirted with him.
Well, my. If a marriage can't withstand a little harmless flirting, then it's not a very good marriage now, is it?
Well, I guess not.
So you see, there's nothing wrong here. We have a wonderful marriage. Don't we, darling?
Yes, we certainly do, darling.
Francesca, I hate to be rude, but if the little woman here doesn't get a good night's sleep, she wakes up cranky.
Crank, crank.
Oh, I'm just going to get right out of your way. And, Mrs. Tripper, I want to thank you for being so understanding.
You're so welcome, my dear. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, and nighty-night, Francesca.
Oh, and Jack, I want you to know that now that I've seen for myself, I'm not going to give you any more trouble.
Well, I'm glad you understand that I'm a one-woman man.
Lovey Dex! Oh!
I'm so sorry I'm late. Oh, and you must be Francesca. I'm Jack's wife, Terry Tripper.
Jack's wife, Terry, but what about Jack's wife, Dominique?
Who?
Dominique! You remember Dominique.
Yes, dear, did you call me Dominique?
Look who's here, Dominique. Terry, say hi to Terry.
Ah, hello, Terry. It's very nice to see you again. Isn't it?
Of course it is. It's very nice to see Terry.
It's nice, but
no, I'm serious. I mean, we're mature adults, and I mean, if my first wife and my second wife can't be friends, then what the heck?
If you say so.
And I do. Good night, French. So!
Daddy!
Mommy! Tripper! I have had chefs take things from my kitchen before, but my daughter...
Daddy!
Quiet, I'll get to you later.
I don't mind, ladies first.
Now, I can explain everything. It's very simple. I just came here to meet his wife.
His wife? Who's his wife?
They are.
You wanted to add my daughter to your collection? Thank God Felipe told me where you were.
Felipe?
Yes.
Felipe? How could you bring him here?
It was easy. We took the Santa Monica freeway to the Sentinel.
But you never...
And as for you, my spicy little meatball, I have a very good mind to take you out of that fancy private school and let you work for a living.
You wouldn't.
And Tripper... In spite of all this, I'm going to let you work for a living, too.
Thank you.
Only not for me. You're fired!
Oh, no. Where will you ever find another chef?
Francesca, let's go.
Mr. Angelino, may I try to explain?
Forget it, Jack. If he doesn't care that you tried to save his life.
Save my life?
Go on. Go on. It's your life. What's left of it?
All right, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about cardiac arrest.
Oh, cardiac. Oh, you're nuts. I'm as healthy as a horse.
And as big as one, too.
About 15 pounds overweight, I'd say.
Prime candidate for a heart attack. Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yeah. And Jack was so very concerned for you that he had Francesca come right on over here so she could learn CPR.
From a chef?
No, from a nurse.
A nurse? Mm-hmm.
Terry Alden, registered nurse. I bet your arteries are saturated with fats.
Oh. For shame.
Oh, Jane.
This whole thing is your fault. I'm not going to fire Tripper. I'm going to fire you.
Mr. Angelino, I think it's bad for your blood pressure to fire anybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jefe, you should listen to him. This is such a good man. Well, this has really been such a fun fiesta. Let's do it again soon.
As for you, young lady.
Yes, Daddy?
Get me to a doctor.
Tripper? Yes, sir.
Remind me to yell at you when I'm feeling better.
Terry, you were wonderful.
Oh, thanks. It was nothing.
Oh, wait. I just thought of another problem.
Oh, no. What problem?
Gee. I don't know which Mrs. Tripper I ought to spend the night with. Now, before you say anything, listen, you should discuss this and not fight over me. Just make it fair. Okay, I don't know. What do you want to do? Draw straws? Flip a coin? Make it a Susan B. Anthony coin, if you want. But, you know, it's funny that the two of you would want to fight over a guy like me because... Hey, that's all right. I'm not that desperate. You know, I can get a date anytime I want. Do you like Chinese food? You're gonna get it if you're not gonna get it, because I end up getting it. Now I'm getting it. I got it.
Hi, Jack. Is Terry here?
Hey, Terry.
Mr. Foley, what's up?
Oh, Terry. I just wanted to thank you for teaching us that CPR. Sure did come in handy.
Oh, what happened? Tell us.
Well, I was down at the Regal Beagle, and this chick started giving me the eye.
Really?
So surprised about. It happens more often than you think. Anyway, one thing led to another, and we wound up back at my place. So I decided to teach her CPR.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, you would have been proud of me. I put my arm around her and I squeezed.
Mr. Furley.
Don't worry. I never took my eye off her chest. And then I pressed my lips firmly against hers.
Mr. Furley.
All the time, keeping an even rhythm. 1,000, 2,000.
Look, Mr. Furley.
Then I started blowing in her ear.
That's not how you do CPR.
She didn't know that.
Taped in front of a studio audience.